The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus spoke to the crowds and his disciples, saying to them, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seats on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens, hard to carry, and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. And all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and all of you are brothers and sisters. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one Father in heaven. Do not be called Master, for you have but one Master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. And whoever exalts will be humbled, and the one who humbles will be exalted." The Gospel of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. So it's that time of year when I am delighted and I feel very honored to be able to present to you the state of the parish. To show you the ways in which, as a parish, we've striven to live out the gospel of Jesus Christ by keeping faith with one another and by practicing what we preach, I hope. Anyway, so sit back and enjoy this video. Good evening, boys and girls.
Good evening.
So this evening, what I'd like to do is just tell you a little bit about a very important idea in our Catholic faith. And it has to do with these two words up here. Can anybody read them and tell me what they say?
Imago Dei.
Imago Dei, absolutely right. Good job. Those are actually Latin words, and they mean the image of God. So the Imago Dei means that it's not just one person who's made. It wasn't just Adam and Eve who were made in the image and likeness of God, but it's all people ever since. So that means I'm made in the image and likeness of God, and so are each of you. And that means that whenever we meet somebody, whoever that person is, whether they're Catholic or not, whether they're a homeless person or not, whether they're our parents, our friends, not our friends, somebody we know, somebody we don't know, that person is made in the image and likeness of God, just like you are. Cambria Tortorelli, and as Holy Family's Parish Life Director, I'm delighted to once again present to you the annual accounting of the many ministries and activities of our dynamic parish. Let's start with the core of our faith, the celebration of the Eucharist, the source and summit of every Catholic's life of faith. Nowhere is the idea that we are truly made in the image and likeness of God more central than in the Mass. Not only are we the Imago Dei, but God sent his Son to be one of us, to reinforce how beloved we are. We're indebted to our priests and our staff, as well as to the hundreds of parishioners who play a role in the liturgy, for making sure that our Sunday liturgies provide a positive and meaningful experience for all those who come to pray and worship. You probably don't realize that it takes more than 600 volunteers each month to usher, serve at the altar, sing, greet, lecture, and minister at our 18 weekly masses. We want everyone to be able to receive the Eucharist, even if they cannot get to Mass because of illness or infirmity. 62 parishioners take the time every month to lovingly and generously take communion to 140 people, helping to affirm their belonging to the body of Christ. The year 2017 has been a special and historic one at Holy Family. In June, we witnessed the ordination of Deacon Jay Kruger. Deacon Jay and his wife Candy are the first ever deacon couple to serve at the parish. They spent 5 years in formation, developing their understanding of the human, spiritual, intellectual, and pastoral dimensions of diaconate ministry. They embrace the Imago Dei in all their ministries, whether it's cooking a hot lunch for our brothers and sisters who are homeless, comforting those who are bereaved, or baptizing babies. We continue to be blessed with gifted and wise spiritual guides. In January, Sister Edith Prendergast and Father Jim Clark led our parish mission with the theme, Sustaining Ourselves in Seasons of Darkness and Light. During Lent, Father Stephen Coffey gave a presentation on the meaning of the Holy Week liturgies. Once again, Father Tri Din lent his considerable spiritual gifts to Holy Family by leading two Ignatian retreats, the first spiritual exercises in Advent and Surprised by Joy during Lent. Ignatian spirituality has found a home at Holy Family, and we've just begun a new ministry to continue to nurture and foster this form of spirituality for years to come. Lent was a busy time in our parish, as the Women's Connection also invited the well-known spiritual writer, Paula Houston, to speak on embracing the opportunity of Lent. Several faith-sharing groups met throughout Lent, and for the seventh year, we held the body movement Stations of the Cross just before Easter. Our own David Sanchez, a New Testament professor at Loyola Marymount University, gave a thought-provoking talk based on his research called Teardrops from Heaven, The Troubles of Northern Ireland. In May, Father Roy Pereira gave a talk on living in a stressful world using his research in neuroscience. Our young adult ministry, Trinity, hosted three Teze prayer services, beautiful contemplative experiences with sung chants, meditation, and scripture readings by candlelight. Speaking of Trinity, they recently celebrated their one-year anniversary and officially inaugurated their leadership team. To celebrate, they hosted the Havana Nights Salsa Dance in August, inviting the entire parish. This special night brought together people of all ages, cultural backgrounds, ministry involvement, and dancing ability. Trinity chose to donate a large portion of the proceeds from the dance to Catholic Charities of Galveston, Houston, to assist with hurricane relief, and to the St. Francis Center in downtown Los Angeles. How blessed we are to have these young adults among us who are committed to seeing the image of God in all those they encounter and to strengthening our parish. Encouraging each of us to know and to walk with Christ and to see the image of God in one another is the work of our faith formation team. We support the faith journey and growth of each person from the smallest baby to the most seasoned adult. Last year, we baptized 132 babies, children, teens, and adults. 148 children and adults received their first Eucharist, and we confirmed 126 teens and adults. Our K-8 school continues to provide 316 students with an outstanding education rooted in Catholic values. Dozens of catechist volunteers provided faith formation for 500 children, teens, and adults. Faith can be a surprising thing, as our religious education children discovered when they returned to their classes after the summer break. And yes, that is Jesus greeting them. Our parish life took on an interfaith flavor this past year. Last November, our Muslim Catholic Dialogue and USC's Institute for Advanced Catholic Studies co-sponsored Religions of Mercy, a dialogue between three scholars representing the Jewish, Muslim, and Catholic faiths. In February, we hosted the second annual South Pasadena Prayer Breakfast with Dr. Lucy Jones, speaking to us about being earthquake prepared as communities of faith. In September, we held an interfaith prayer service for peace as a faith-filled response to the rise in racism, hatred, violence, and bigotry in our country. Holy Family is a joy-filled community, and we found many ways to celebrate our belonging to one another. Our Community Life Commission kept busy with a holiday bingo, a blessing of college students over the summer, and a Halloween trick-or-treat for our children after the 9:30 Mass. Carnevale was the theme of our May auction, and once again, it was a night to remember as hundreds of attendees made incredibly generous contributions to our parish, including the school. The theme of the fair this year was Under the Big Top, and for 2 days, clowns, jugglers, and stilt walkers joined the crowds of fairgoers and the more than 250 volunteers that helped put on the fair. Pope Francis often speaks about the culture of encounter and how integral that is to the Christian life. It's through the giving bank that we encounter our brothers and sisters made in the image and likeness of God, but who are struggling with resources and who seek our loving support. This has been a busy year for our giving bank staff and 195 volunteers. Thanks to your generosity and that of other community organizations and businesses, we were able to distribute almost 421,000 pounds of food, a record for our giving bank. An average of 190 families were served weekly at our Monday distribution, and 150 lunches were served each week to those who are without homes. We found some creative ways to serve our homeless friends, including partnering with Shower of Hope to bring a mobile shower unit weekly to the parish. What a simple and yet life-changing way to recognize and affirm the inherent dignity of each person. During our Burgers and Bikes event held in June, 3 bike mechanics trained our luncheon clients how to repair their bikes so that they can continue to have transportation. A medical health fair, a collaboration between our pastoral care ministry and Giving Bank, brought out over 24 medical professionals to offer free health, vision, and dental screenings, as well as flu shots. Many of those who attended had not been able to access medical care for some time. In June and July, Holy Family shone the spotlight on the immigration crisis with presentations from experts in immigration, as well as Bishop Dave O'Connell, the Pasadena Chief of Police, and the President of Mount St. Mary's University. A follow-up immigration workshop brought together 5 nonprofit immigration agencies and 14 immigration attorneys who offered pro bono consultancy and services for those applying for residency visas and green cards. In March, our environmental ministry hosted a presentation on Laudato Si, Pope Francis's encyclical on the environment. 2 scholars joined us for the event, Father Tom Rausch and Brian Trenor from Loyola Marymount University. They gave us an insightful reflection into the Catholic perspective on the stewardship of our planet. We continue to reach out to those in other communities beyond our own. Many of you supported our Get on the Bus ministry through a fundraising dinner, Blessings for Buses, in March. With the help of volunteers, we once again sent 2 buses from Southern California filled with children to see their incarcerated parents around Mother's Day and Father's Day. For the past 4 years, we've walked with Our Lady of Guadalupe School as a sister school, providing support in many different ways. After 2 years of hard work by Holy Family volunteers and OLG faculty and parents, we celebrated the opening of the library in September. As a parish, we extend our commitment to seeing the Imago Dei in one another to our brothers and sisters in other parts of the world. Our youth ministry took 28 teens and adults to Costa Rica again this year, where they had a transformative experience rebuilding parts of 2 homes and making friends that will last a lifetime. Mission Haiti continues to do sterling work in supporting our brothers and sisters in Haiti, who are amongst the poorest people in the Western Hemisphere. Father John Nabapia's presentation on South Sudan on Mission Sunday in August touched many of you deeply. You responded in incredibly generous fashion, helping to raise an amazing $40,000 to send to the Diocese of Tambio in South Sudan, a record for a Mission Sunday. The way in which you share your financial resources with the parish makes so much of what we do possible. You can find our annual financial report in this week's bulletin and on our website. Thanks to your donations, our total income supported our broad range of spiritual, catechetical, outreach and community ministries and critical resources required to operate and maintain Holy Family. Your generosity made sure we continued to reach out to those in need in our community, to be leaders in liturgy and music, to provide comprehensive faith formation, retreats and missions, and to embrace technology, as well as to work on various evangelization efforts. Through Holy Family, your generosity also extended our response of mercy and compassion beyond the borders of our own parish to many other worthy causes, as you will see in the generosity report, also in the bulletin and on the website. You gave over $740,000 through Holy Family to organizations that support children and families both near and far. In 2 weeks' time, I will invite you to make a formal commitment to Holy Family so that we can continue to sustain our parish and reach out to the community beyond us. Your annual pledge does help us to plan, and I want to encourage as many of you as possible to complete this step. Your gift of financial support, however big or small, as well as your gift of time, are important ways that you can show gratitude to God for the gift of faith that God has given you. What makes Holy Family such a special place is the way in which we put our faith into practice, recognizing in ourselves, in our fellow parishioners, and in those we encounter through our ministries, the image and likeness of God. To paraphrase St. Teresa of Calcutta, we remember that we belong to one another. At Holy Family, it doesn't matter who you are. You are welcome to worship with us, to pray with us, to serve with us, and to celebrate with us. It doesn't matter if you are a Catholic Christian or a member of another denomination or faith or of no faith. It doesn't matter if you are rich or poor, single, married, divorced or widowed, straight or gay, young or old, undocumented or a US citizen. It doesn't matter what your ethnicity is or how able you are. Each person is sacred and deserving of our respect, love and compassion, because all of us are the Imago Dei. This is the blessing of our faith and what binds us together as a community shining the light of Jesus Christ into the world. For all of this and for all of you, I am incredibly grateful. Thank you and God bless you.
I am the Imago Dei.
We are the Imago Dei.
We are Imago Dei.
I am the Imago Dei. I am the Imago Dei.
We are the Imago Dei.
I am the Imago Dei.
We are the Imago Dei.
I am Imago Dei.
I am the Imago Dei.
I am the Imago Dei.
We are the Imago Dei.
So you see all the good works you do throughout the year.